Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have a wonderful show for you tonight. Our first guest will be Commander Keith Kilmer from the Long Beach Police Department. Let's give him a nice hand. And then Craig Watson from Charter Communications. Craig will be joining us. And last, but certainly not least, the wonderful musical group representing Flyer, Todd and Nancy Hartman will be our guests. Commander, welcome back to Straight Talk.
Thanks, Art, for having me.
The commander is the president of the Long Beach Police Athletic League and is also the commander of the West Division, one of the four divisions in the city of Long Beach. And recently, Commander, we had an opportunity to present you and Pal with an $8,000 check from the Straight Talk Charity Night, which was used to help, in part, refurbish the Fremont Street facility.
Right. There was a grand opening of the Freeman Pal facility, which is at Freeman and Anaheim Street, kind of a centrally located facility. And during that grand reopening, we were privileged to receive a donation, a check from Straight Talk, the amount of $8,000, and we certainly appreciate that and can use that for the programs that we put on through PAL.
Thank you. And here's a picture, Commander, of the big check, literally big. And who are some of those who are holding on to the money?
Well, it looks like it takes a few people to hold that check up. starting on the left-hand side is Deputy Chief Ted Halsey, the Deputy Chief of the Patrol Bureau. Phil Hester, the Director of Parks, Recreation, and Marine Department. Next to him is Deputy Chief Robert Luna of the Investigations Bureau. Then there's a guy named Art Levine in the center there. Next to you is Deputy Chief Tim Jackman of the Support Bureau, Manager Braden Phillips of the Administration Bureau, and then myself on the very end there. Above is Sergeant Jeff Varn. He's the Director of PAL, the Daily Operations.
Very good. It's a very moving facility. Steel Blue, the police band, was playing there, and there were hot dogs and refreshments. And, of course, the money that we raised came about through the contributions and support of our wonderful sponsors of our charity night, which was last June, as you may recall. You were there. We had a wonderful night, June 26th, I think it was, at the El Dorado Country Club golf course tent. And it was a beautiful Saturday night. Or was it Sunday night?
It was a Sunday afternoon.
Sunday evening, that's right.
Right.
We had a couple hundred folks there, and let me just share with our audience some of the wonderful photographs. First, the birthday cake, our 10th anniversary of Straight Talk, so we really kind of blew it out that year. And we thank Rossmore Bakeries for donating the cake. And then the tent was beautifully decorated, red, white, and blue. And it was just a fantastic evening. And some special guests photographed at the entrance. If we can pull back a little bit, because we're leaving the governor out. There's Governor Duke Majan and Gloria, and also Assemblyman Lowenthal and Debbie. And do you recognize that other fella?
Yeah, my boss, Chief Anthony Batts.
And
was there as well. Yeah.
We thank the police command staff for supporting the effort. And Congressman Rohrabacher was there, not only with his staff, but also bringing a very special guest of honor from the United States Marine Corps, which was Lance Corporal Eric Moore. United States Marine Corps was our special guest of honor, decorated with a Purple Heart from the war in Iraq.
He spoke as well. He was quite motivating, and there was also some singing going on there that was very dramatic. And
yes,
and
Stephanie
very
Burkett.
Nice.
Stephanie
nice,
Burkett
yeah.
was our special soloist. There have been a lot of cutbacks, well publicized, Commander, in Long Beach because of the budget crisis. Not only Long Beach, but cities throughout the state and the state itself. But PAL is a very important program. Why don't we just kind of reiterate why PAL is so important?
Well, PAL is one of those programs that you don't really measure always in terms of numbers. Although we do have numbers, we have about 1,000 members right now in PAL.
1,000 kids
between ages of 7 and 17 at the three different facilities that we have in the city. It's a program that started years ago in New York. A police lieutenant was talking to some kids in the street. talking to them about throwing rocks and causing problems, and asked them why they were doing those things. And the kids responded to him that we don't have places to go. We don't have things to do. We don't have places to play. And so he started with that and then got some of his police buddies together, and that's where the relationship started. They were oriented towards sports. Now it's a worldwide program with a national PAL, a state PAL.
So kids can interact with police officers in a non-authority situation where they're more coach and mentor than just someone who's kind of banging.
Right. The police officers get to see the kids and who they are and get to interact more with them and provide some maybe mentoring and things like that. And then the kids in turn get to see the police officers in a whole different setting than behind the wheel of a police car.
And we have a brief roll-in with a clip of some of the activities. Let's take a look at that.
Okay.
And you can comment.
This is some of the activities that happen through PAL. Here's some strength training, weight training. We have about 30 different programs. Here's some of the results of some of the programs that we have. The trophies. Our karate program is a nationwide. We have a lot of students have come out of that program and have gone on to win trophies nationwide in different competitions, boxing. But we don't focus in just sports as well, because not all kids are oriented towards sports. We have tutoring programs. We have computer programs. We have about 30 different programs and about 10 others that are planned that have to do with music, with
art,
dancing and art. So we're trying to reach out all the kids in the
I know the sergeant who coaches the karate team, who donates his time, has produced so many trophy-winning champions.
Greg Allison. Who has since been promoted a couple times. He's now one of our commanders.
Really? Congratulations.
So
I didn't know
congratulations
that.
To him. But he spends a lot of time. He donates a lot of hours and probably doesn't get recognized enough.
Well, very quickly, in the minute we have left, Keith, it's time for the community to step up and support these needed activities. And if someone wants to donate money or equipment or time.
Right. It's summer. Summer's approaching. School's letting out. Now's the time to really pony up, get these programs rolling. And to pay for these programs, it takes money. It takes money. It takes volunteer time. We're certainly receptive to taking you as a volunteer. There are some background issues to talk about, but money, donations, all of it goes to programs.
Okay, if you're interested in considering stepping up to the plate on this with money, with time, or in-kind donations, here's the telephone number. We're putting it up at the end of the segment, 570-8038. Commander, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Art. Thanks for your support.
Okay, we'll be back with more of our show after these messages.